Blog Talk Radio. There's a new day dawning to me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. Forgiven, now I can move on. You got work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new.
Shakespeare, and you're live with me in my remote studio here in sunny, beautiful Orlando, Florida. And we thank and praise God for this time we share down here in this beautiful city. Praise the Lamb of God with friends. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, what a time we've had as we have enjoyed, praise the Lamb of God, this wonderful fellowship this weekend. And performing a wedding yesterday and a white wedding and all of that kind of thing. Boy, it was just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So we thank God for the time that we've shared down here in Orlando, Florida. Be leaving here in the morning, heading back to beautiful Detroit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, I just thank and praise God for things that he has done, things that he is doing, and things that he is going to do in the lives of so many. So many of us are being blessed with visions and dreams of things that God has released to us in the spiritual dimension, empowering us, praise the Lamb of God, and giving us all that we need in order, praise the Lamb of God, for us to be able to continue to do the work of the Lord and do that on a level of excellence. I am so excited about God today. I am excited, praise the Lamb of God, about what God is doing for you, you, and you. This is a wonderful time in God that we share, hallelujah, in this season. Did you hear what I said? In this season, if only, praise the Lamb of God, many knew what God was doing, praise the Lamb of God, they're too worried about what's going on in their life and what they want God to do, to take time to find out what God is really up to, hallelujah, and then you could really get into the mindset, praise the Lamb of God, of the Almighty. Have you ever thought about what's on the mind of God, hallelujah? Have you ever thought about that? What is on God's mind today, praise the Lamb? What is on his heart? My God, what is on his heart may be even a better question for each of us to ask. What is on the heart of God? What does God desire for me in this season? What would God have me to do in this season? What would God desire, praise the Lamb of God, for me to do in order to make that that's on his heart, praise the Lamb of God, a better or a change or bring, praise the Lamb of God, fruition to his will in the earth frame. I think sometimes that we do not consider God, we only consider ourselves, and that is not right. As believers, we have to, praise the Lamb of God, consider the God that we serve and consider, hallelujah, his ways, consider his doings, consider his going forth, consider what he desires for us and for our lives. Praise God, and I think we'll see a great change. Today is Testimony Tuesday. Yes, today is Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank and praise God for all that he is and all that he's doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Today is Testimony Tuesday. And I ask if you would today, praise the Lamb of God, if you have a testimony or you want to share the goodness of God, what God has done in your life, even over the weekend, how wonderful it blessed you were to be with family and friends, this, that, and another over the Memorial Day weekend as we considered, praise the Lamb of God, and remembered mothers, fathers, hallelujah, those that were in the armed forces, we remembered and took time to give God praise for those who had made contributions, praise the Lamb of God, in the way, hallelujah, of the service of the Lord that has blessed our lives in so many, many ways. God has done so much through so many people to cause us to be transformed into the people, praise the Lamb of God, that we are today. As we're being conformed to the image of Christ, hallelujah, he's utilizing people with tidbits, just tidbits of himself, praise the Lamb of God, that appears in others that is Christ-like, praise the Lamb of God, he allows to be imparted to us, for us to be exposed to, praise the Lamb of God, as all of us continue to be him in the earth realm. If only we could get this thing together and recognize what God was doing in our lives. He's doing a beautiful work. He's doing an awesome work. Praise the Lamb of God. He's doing an awesome work in all of our lives. And I hope and pray that many of us really realize how awesome God is. Praise the Lamb of God. And how he's moving in your life for your betterment. That's awesome when you really think about it, isn't it, people of God, that God is doing things to expose you to the elements of Jesus Christ that are in people that you know every day, people that you're around every day. Praise the Lamb of God. God exposes you to his love. He exposes you to his virtues. Praise the Lamb of God, and calls it to fall upon you and transform you from the person that you are into something that you never dreamt you could be. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness, what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Surely his thoughts are not our thoughts. Yeah, his ways are not our ways. As high as the heavens is from the earth, so is God's thoughts. Praise the Lamb of God above his people. But yet he condescends. Yet, praise the Lamb of God, he gives us a glimpse of him all the time, every day. Praise the Lamb of God. We can find God in somebody or in something, hallelujah, that can help us to be better, that can strengthen us, that can bring us into who we need to be. All right, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. We're good into the show, and I see a switchboard is lighting up, and I thank and praise God. Remember, I'm remote, praise the Lamb of God. I'm doing the voice control here, not through my normal landline, Mike. I'm doing it through my cell phone, praise God, because I'm in Orlando, Florida. Yeah, beautiful Orlando, Florida. Out of the window, guess what I'm looking at? I'm looking at Disney World. Yes, I'm looking at Disney World right now as I'm looking out of this beautiful window, praise the Lamb of God, up here on the 16th floor. And I'm looking, I'm going, wow, look how beautiful things are up here. Praise the Lamb. And I thank and praise God for this time to share with you all that I could take time out to continue to do the show, even though I'm in another state in this remote studio. So I praise God for each of you for tuning in today. Today is still Testimony Tuesday. It's a terrific Tuesday, praise the Lamb of God. And that happens on how you view the day, praise God. I view the day as the day that the Lord has made, and I'm crazy enough to believe that God made the day just for me, praise the Lamb of God. So I seize the day, and I press into the day, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Oops, the prophet is moving closer and closer. Friday is almost here, hallelujah. My birthday is about to smack me in the face, and I thank and praise God for another year of life, another year that I'm able to celebrate, praise the Lamb of God, the goodness of God towards me, to me, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, I am excited about that, people of God, hallelujah. Another year of life, many better than me by nature, hallelujah, than I am by practice are going on, but God, somebody just say, but God, hallelujah, hallelujah, but God has blessed and spared little old me, praise the Lamb of God, to be just what I am today, and that is his servant. And I thank God that I am the servant of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm doing the will of God, praise the Lamb of God, everywhere I go, even yesterday at the reception. I'm testifying of Jesus Christ. Boy, oh boy, I wish you all could have been there. The house, this beautiful home, people of God, in this gated community, this beautiful home, hallelujah, with a lake on the back where the wedding was performed and everything. People of God, listen, I'm telling you the truth. Listen to me. Praise the Lamb. Next door to the owners of the home where the wedding took place, praise the Lamb, that is some mentally challenged people that live there. He had invited them over. He invited them over. Of course, they weren't dressed up in white like we were and all of that kind of stuff. But at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, they were presentable and they were clean and they came on over. And of course, they enjoyed the food festivities and what have you. But the father of them was not challenged, praise the Lamb of God. What he was, the guy who had adopted them and had raised them from young boys who married their mother, he was a Christian who played the guitar at his church. Yeah, just a string guitar. And him and I started talking. All of them are Puerto Ricans. We started talking. Of course, I know a very small amount of Spanish, but I utilized it in a way, praise God, that somebody would think I know it fluently. So I'm speaking with him, and I'm talking to him, and the owner of the home, and that's her, and they looking at me, and they making sure that these guys don't trouble me in no way, you know, saying nothing out the way or anything of this nature. And these three guys stayed right where I was, talking to me and everything. One of them disappeared. He comes back with the guitar, and he starts playing How Great Thou Art. And we start singing, and the whole house turned into a worship session. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. The whole house turned into a worship session. Praise the Lamb of God. As we're singing all of these glorious songs to the Lord through this musician who plays the guitar at his church, praise God. And then he breaks up crying, and he stands there still in the Spirit of God, and we're praising God, glorious Jesus, glorifying Jesus and what have you. And all of a sudden, he breaks down, and he says, I must have your information to give to my pastor. And praise the Lamb, I want you to come and be a part of our worship services one day. Well, unknowing to me, praise the Lamb of God, their church has a few thousand members, and their church has several services on Sunday that are all filled. And this guy, I mean, he you would never see it on his face, praise the Lamb of God, that he was this blessed. But at the same time, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you could tell in his conversation that there was something unique about him. And he just had on a pair of short pants. He had on a pair of shorts, like swimming pants, swimming shorts, and a T-shirt. That's all he had on. And everybody else is dressed up, you know, because it's a wedding reception, wedding and what have you, and everybody have on. It was a white wedding. Everybody had on white, cream. I mean, it was beautiful, 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 beautiful. All the food was nice and everything. And these guys, of course, stood out because, you know, they just got on little short pants and jeans and things of this nature. But the praise session broke out with these guys, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. Watch this, people of God. And people began to start talking about the goodness of Jesus. Praise the Lamb. People began to start talking about how good God is. And those that were not close to the Lord, you saw them crying, praise the Lamb of God. As people, I've never seen nothing like it in my life, praise the Lamb of God. So I just wanted to testify about the goodness of God, hallelujah, and how God is using us, people of God, as we make ourselves available in any situation, any circumstance, praise the Lamb of God. I want to tell you something. Any moment in your life where there are people gathered can turn into a God moment, praise the Lamb of God. Any moment in your life that you hear what I tell you, people, can turn into a God moment, praise the Lamb of God, whereas that you can be the conducive of the power, the anointing, and the ability of God, praise the Lamb of God, bringing his people not to him for change for the better. And that's what it's all about, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Oh, am I excited about that. I feel the Spirit of God coming up all over me now. Oh, my goodness, am I excited about that. I tried to get Pastor Clyde to come and join us here on the air today, praise the Lamb. Of course, pastoring so many people, he has a schedule that's already laid out and could not do it, but he did want to be here. He tried to move some things around and just couldn't get it together, praise the Lamb of God. But we are here, and we thank and praise God for this time, praise the Lamb, that where we have to share here with you all. I just want you all to know that I love you. I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Every expression of love, PSM, True Christian Assembly, I love you. Every expression of love that is shown, is trying to be shown, or will be shown concerning my birthday, I am elated beyond the stars. And for those who can't do nothing but say happy birthday, prophet, I'm elated beyond the stars. Praise the Lamb of God. No one, praise the Lamb of God, has to be nice. But niceness, praise and kindness and expressions of love, praise the Lamb of God, come from my heart. Hallelujah. Come from my heart. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Come from my heart that is trying its best to do what God would have them to do and show the love of Jesus Christ. And I thank and praise God for each of you in that way. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, the saints are having visions and dreams concerning the power of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I was stepping into that just a few minutes ago. The saints is having dreams and visions concerning the power of God and how God is resting upon them. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of us who went on the fast are experiencing this type of supernatural, praise the Lamb of God, visitations, hallelujah, visions and dreams. Many of us are going to start having those moments, praise the Lamb of God, that you call deja vu, but it's really a setup with God. That happened to me yesterday at this home. That happened to me yesterday at this home when I walked in the house and I was standing there talking to the owner, Joe. I was talking to him, and all of a sudden I told him, I said, wow, I've seen this before. I've seen this setting. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you see that, it's only because God prophetically has shown it to you. Hallelujah. He has shown you this. Praise the Lamb of God. And that means that God is going to move, hallelujah, in a special way, and you need to prepare yourself for that move. Praise the Lamb of God. Our services, our worship services, that where we're being, and I'm not talking about me only. I'm talking about all of us who have been participating, praise the Lamb of God, who have been drawing from the same well. We must testify, praise the Lamb of God, that worship services have been off the Richter scale as it comes to the anointing, the presence of God, and how God has been using us, praise the Lamb of God, in this season. It is, it's phenomenal, people, praise the Lamb. But I'm telling you now that God wants to take this beyond, praise the Lamb of God, the church walls, that this has to be a revival of holiness, praise the Lamb. It has to be a revival of holiness that we, as the people of God, praise the Lamb of God, will allow God to use us in this season to bring forth, hallelujah, his glory into the earth realm. It has to come from beyond the walls. Hallelujah. We have great services, great worship experience, power. Our last Tuesday, praise the Lamb of God, there at the Truth Church, powerful service. I talked to Angel yesterday. Well, Angel flew down yesterday, praise the Lamb. But Sunday afternoon, I talked to Angel. Angel's telling me, Dad, service was just, oh, my God. Praise, and the power of God fell on her. I'm just telling you, people of God, hallelujah, that we have entered into a season and a time where God is using us anywhere and everywhere, praise the Lamb of God, that we make ourselves available. And you need to make yourself available as he continues to revive. I call it a revival of holiness. Praise the Lamb of God. A revival of God. A revival of the hearts and minds of people. Praise the Lamb of God, to acknowledge God in their lives. That's what God wants more than anything, people of God. He wants the people in the earth to praise him. Hallelujah. For the sunshine, for the water, for the food. Hallelujah. He wants them to just lift their hands and just plainly just say, thank you, God. He wants them to praise him and accept, hallelujah, the way of salvation and reconciliation that he has laid out, praise the Lamb of God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. It's prayer time. It's time for us to pray, praise the Lamb. And we thank and praise God today, hallelujah, that we know as believers that prayer works in our life. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I wouldn't trade nothing in for prayer. I would not trade anything, praise the Lamb of God, in for the gift of prayer, the power of prayer. Hallelujah. And I know that Jesus loves us today. We have a volunteer today, someone who will pray. If you would, praise the Lamb of God, push one on your dial. Hallelujah. As we consider, praise the Lamb of God, the sick, the shut in, the lost, praise God. Hallelujah. As we consider the power of God, oh my goodness gracious, praise God, the power of God to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can even ask or expect, praise the Lamb. If you are here today and you would like to pray for us and lead us in prayer, please push 1 on your keypad and you will come into queue and you can lead us in prayer today. Hallelujah. We're praying for our nation. Praise the Lamb of God. We're praying. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to pray. Stretching my hands out even over Orlando. Praise the Lamb of God in this park, this Disney World park, because so many people come here. Hallelujah. And they don't even, watch this, it's twofold. They don't even understand how blessed they are to be here. There's people who can't afford to come into these parks. Hallelujah. There's people who can't afford to come down here and enjoy. Yes, yes, there's some people who can't do it. Praise, there's some kids that will never walk in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But then those that come, many of them, hallelujah, don't even tell the Lord, thank you for enabling them to be able to come and see and enjoy. And we must come to a place, people of God, hallelujah, of understanding that we, hallelujah, hallelujah, are privileged, so privileged, anytime God opens a door for us in the name of Jesus. Father in heaven, we give you praise. We acknowledge you as Lord and King in this day even the more. We reverence you, Father, hallelujah. We reverence your holiness. Oh, my God, my King, my Lord, my Master, my Father, hallelujah. We call on you today in thanksgiving and praise for all that you are, all that you do, and all that you're doing. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, that even in the night, upon our beds, you visit us with dreams and visions. Thank you, Father, that your angel stands at our doors to protect us. Hallelujah. Thank you that your spirit, praise the Lamb of God, is always upon us. Your hand, O God, is upon us. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do, Father. Hallelujah. For every morsel of bread we're going to eat even today. Thank you for every glass of water. Thank you for that enters our bodies for nourishment. Thank you for the garments that go on our back. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for the air conditioning. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for being our covering and our comfort. You are a God that loves us. You are a God that your love is runs deep. Hallelujah, than any ocean. Hallelujah, and it compasses the universe. Thank you, Father, for loving us the way you do. Thank you for your tender mercies, brand new every day. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, that your holding, your holiness resides in your children. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Oh, God, we don't take it for granted today. Oh, that you've chosen and elected us in this season to empower us, to anoint us to be a blessing, Father. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Father, that you've given us power to tread over the serpents, scorpions, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father, that the power belongs to us in this season. Thank you, Father, that demons flee when we walk in. Thank you, Father, that they're agitated, hallelujah, by the presence of your glory upon our lives. We give you praise, honor, and glory, Father, that your glory is seen upon us. Thank you today, Father. Now, Father, someone needs you. Hallelujah, in hospital rooms. Someone needs you in a prison. Someone needs you in a courtroom. Someone needs you as a way maker. A door needs to be opened, Father. An effectual door needs to be opened for them, Father. Someone, hallelujah, stretching their hands to you, wondering how rent is going to be paid, oh God, on the first. Someone is wondering how they're going to pay the bills. Hallelujah, but I know you're a provider. I know what you can do in a moment's time, Father. Oh God, today, even as I heard testimonies yesterday, oh God, hallelujah, as we gathered at the house, Father, and they testified of how you made ways out of no ways, how you paid bills, Father, how you kept them in their homes. Thank you, Jesus, for being so gracious. Thank you for being so merciful. Thank you for being so kind. Oh, God, look today, even here in Florida. Oh, God, so many need saving. So many need deliverance. They're looking for joy, oh, God, in all the wrong places. They're looking for excitement. They're looking for pleasure. They're looking for fun. Oh, God, but if they only knew the joy of Jesus. Oh, God, if you would save each of them, the employees as well as those, oh, God, that enters the park doors all over, oh, God, this state. Hallelujah, because I'm here, Father. Hallelujah. I act as a resident agent. Father, in Jesus' name, save, deliver, set free. Hallelujah, because you're God and you can today. Because you're God and you can today. Look on our sons and daughters, Father. Look today, Father, from Ghana to the UK. Hallelujah, from California. Thank you, Father. All the way to the East Coast. Hallelujah, from the northern, hallelujah, section of the state all the way down, Father. Hallelujah, into the bayou. You're God today. Look today, Father, on your children. Look on your sons. Look on your daughters. Look on your servants. They need you today, Father. They need you and not another, Father. You are God and God alone. You are God and God alone. And besides thee, there is no other. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, touch today. That pain that's in that back, Father, touch it. Hallelujah, the arthritis, oh God, touch today. In the name of Jesus, touch today, Father. Heal today, Father. Hallelujah, by your virtue, your power in us. It worketh mightily, we release it for your children today, Father. For healing is the children's bread. Look on your servants, oh God. Father, in Jesus' name, touch today. Touch today, Father. Make ways out of no ways. Oh, God, look today, Father. Look today, Father. You are God and God alone. Remember PSM today. Hallelujah, and all the members thereof, Father, those that participate and those we don't even hear from, just dangling on the road. Oh, shake us, Father, by your Spirit. Awaken us, Father. Hallelujah, by your anointing. Destroy every yoke of bondage. Allow us, oh God, to be the people that you're calling for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah today. Oh, God, I feel your fire. Thank you, Jesus. Touch today. Touch today. Somebody needs you. Under Bohushatai. Yes, God, I stretch my hands over Truth Christian Assembly, over PSM. Healing, oh, God, your virtue, Father, your power. Thank you, oh, God. For the heat of your glory, for the warmth of your glory, somebody needs it today, Father. Touch. Give them a mighty testimony. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Touch. Meet every need. For I know you have power given to us. I send the healing word to them. Hallelujah, heal them all. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Somebody has a broken heart. Somebody is heavy today. But I know you're God today. Look today, Father. Look on little Jaden, Father. Under the Hoshata. Continue to heal. Continue to rectify his little body. Look today, Father. You're God by yourself today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. I give you honor. Hallelujah. I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory for hearing, God. Thank you, Father. We don't take it for granted that you hear us. Abba, Father. Yes, God. Abba, deep in love with you, Lord.
My heart beats for you.
Yes, God.
Precious Jesus.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, I tell you, boy. Oh, my God, the love of God is so precious. It's loving spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, even in my studies, as I've been studying the book of Hosea, praise the Lamb of God. I can't help it. I've been reading the book of Hosea. Oh, people of God, praise the Lamb. The depth of God's love. Oh, goodness. The depth of his love for Israel, the depth of his love for Judah. OMG, people of God, if we only knew how much God loved us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we would change a whole lot, hallelujah, of our ways. We would change. Yes, Lord. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you for those of you that's chiming in. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're connecting with us here. Praise the Lamb of God. Testimony Tuesday. Error code 213. Hallelujah. Oh, that's the wrong number. Praise the Lord. Error code 646. Error code 646-564-9818. You can call in to be a part of our live studio. That's error code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. People of God, we have decided that every Tuesday is going to be Fire on Tuesday there at the Truth Church. Hallelujah. So you are invited. Praise the Lamb. Not this Tuesday. We are, of course, Pastor Prophet is in Orlando, Florida. But next Tuesday, we will be, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, back in the sling, hallelujah, there in, yes, beautiful Detroit. And we want you to come over at Dearborn with us, praise the Lamb of God, on Telegraph Road, just five blocks west of Telegraph on Ford Road, five blocks west of Telegraph Road on Ford Road, and come be a part, praise the Lamb of God, of our Tuesday night explosion. Many that have come will tell you, praise the Lamb of God, we have had awesome movements, God, hallelujah, each week that we come into the house, praise the Lamb of God. We have had a time in the Lord, and I think that we should gather even the more, as the scripture says, praise the Lamb of God, as we see the day of the Lord approaching. And that we can see, praise the Lamb of God, is the day of the Lord approaching. Oh, we got a caller in queue. Hallelujah. Area code 818. Hallelujah.
Hey, Apostle Tammy.
Hey, Tammy, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
We are doing well. Praise the Lamb of God. We praise God for another day of life. What's going on with
Thank you? Thank you. No, not much. Just working and, praising God and, praying for change and, thanking you again. And still asking God for, still feeling a little down in my spirit today, but, I always feel better when I call it in.
Oh, yeah, God, be lifted up. I wish Lisa was here to drop it on you. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of the glory. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in. Praise the Lamb of God. Girl, you be encouraged and let God do what God is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. Boy, if I would let Maganice loose on here today, she would tell you, praise the Lamb of God, that your breakthrough is in your praise. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, this girl, I have seen this girl walk through the fire, walk through the flood. Praise the Lamb of God. I have seen her just about set out on the curb with her children or her furniture. I have seen her car, praise the Lamb of God, down. I have seen, praise the Lamb of God, that she was so broke that she couldn't pay attention. But I promise you this, she did not lose her praise. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She did not lose her praise, and God is working wonders in her life. You must, people, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I didn't testify for Maganice. Praise the Lamb of God already. You must, people of God, understand the importance of your continuous praise. Your praise, hallelujah. Watch this. It invokes God, but at the same time, it is a signal to God, hallelujah, that you're trusting in him. Praise the Lamb of God, no matter your situation. And you remember the joy of the Lord is your strength. So you can't lose joy. Praise the Lamb of God. God is working it out for your good. He's working it out on your behalf. Praise the Lamb of God. But he's also shaping us. He shapes us. Praise the Lamb of God. Through our various trials and what we see as hard times, God does not see as hard times. God sees as a process, praise the Lamb of God, to bring us closer to him, hallelujah, and cause us to be more than we can ever be. So I say be encouraged today, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Be encouraged and let God continuously use you. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for Kimmy today. Hallelujah. I pray now that you would lift the heavy spirit, that you would cause the garment, praise the Lamb of God, of praise and the oil of joy to her. Hallelujah. Give her beauty and compassion. And keep and continuously show up marvelous things. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Be blessed, girl.
I will.
All right.
Thank
praise the Lamb
you.
Of God. You're welcome. Praise God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We have to stay encouraged, and we have to continuously encourage each other in this season and in this time that we're in, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can get the best of the best, praise the Lamb of God, out of that God that we serve. Hallelujah. Man, Janice is on there talking about, you better say it, prophet. You better say it, praise the Lord, and gave her testimony today, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We all, I'm telling you, people of God, I have myself, praise God, I came home. You want me to tell you something? This is ironic that what I'm going to tell you all now. I came home one time, had some trouble this years ago when Angelique was as big as a pup. I went on a trip, praise the Lamb of God, to Orlando, Florida, saw opportunity to take the boys, took them to Orlando, Florida on a bus trip, Little Rock Church. We all went, and we had a situation where a credit union financed our home. Well, they weren't supposed to, but the manager, I found favor in him. He wasn't supposed to do it, but he did it. He did it. Praise the Lamb of God. It was against their company policy and rules, but he did it. I'm testifying, praise the Lamb of God, he did it. And he financed the house for us, praise God. And when the overseers or trustees of the credit union came in and looked at it, they said, this is not supposed to be this way. So they flipped it and said, dude, we're going to have to work something out with you, blah, 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 blah. And you need to be here on this day. If you can't come in, you or your wife, on this day, then something, praise the Lamb of God, is going to be done. So I saw the trip. I told my wife at the time, I said, sweetheart, you have to make this appointment. She said, okay, I'll make it. I said, it's very important now because it's about the home. She said, okay. She missed the appointment. Before we know it, the weekend, the sheriff comes and said, all of my furniture on the lawn the day that I'm returning. I return, and my wife picks me up, and she's standing there on the curb crying. I'm saying, what's wrong? She said, oh, Michael, I missed the date with the appointment because my mother came to town, and I missed the appointment, and this has people of God, listen, I know how it feels. To have all your furniture sitting on the curb and nowhere to go. Are you listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. I didn't spend a night in the street, neither did the furniture. Praise the Lamb of God. And God opened doors and made ways out of no ways. Praise the Lamb of God. And not knowing to me, it was going to be the biggest test of faith that I had ever been on. Praise the Lamb of God, that it was a journey, hallelujah, that was going to develop me into the man that I am today. Praise the Lamb of God, that I am solid in God. Hallelujah. When it comes down to, will the Lord make a way? My God, you cannot make me doubt the God that I serve. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been there, people of God. I said, I've been there, praise the Lamb of God, and didn't have money. We stayed in a hotel, praise the Lamb of God, and one of my friends showed up. He heard about what happened. He showed up, put his credit card up, and told the people at the front desk, as long as he's here, charge it to my account. Room service for his family to eat, whatever they need. This happened to me, praise the Lamb of God, some years ago, people of God. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, the Lord made ways out of no ways, out of no ways, out of no ways. Praise the Lamb of God over and over and over again to keep teaching me, teaching me the same lesson. I am with you. Praise the Lamb of God. He kept teaching me the same lesson. I am with you. No matter how it look, no matter, praise the Lamb of God, how disturbed it looks, no matter how despondent it looks, no matter how dark it looks, no matter, praise the Lamb of God, how gray it looks, I am with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I had to go through this over and over and over again. So now when stuff happens, everybody's saying, why are you so calm? Because I know the hand of the Lord is upon me. I know he's going to work it out one way or another. It's going to work out. Praise the Lamb of God. It has to. Why? Because I'm the servant of the Lord. I'm a child of the King. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm in good standing with him. I'm not walking outside of his will. And that's a promise on my life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Every time I get the chance. I'm down in Orlando. Praise the Lamb of God. Florida right now. Hallelujah. My plane ticket was paid for. My lodging was paid for. My food was paid for. People of God, God will do things, hallelujah, for you and make a way for you. Hallelujah. If you just would trust him. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to take that back. Erico, another caller. Erico 614.
Good afternoon, Erico. Prophet.
This is Lili, the lead to the lead to the lead lead, down in Black Lick, Ohio. How you doing, baby?
Oh, my gosh, Prophet. I am blessed. I am doing great.
Woo! Girl, I'm going to let you testify. I'm going to give you the mic, and I'm going to sit here and sip on some water while you talk, because I feel a power surge. Praise the Lamb of God in your testimony. Hallelujah.
Oh, my gosh. Let me just start by reiterating the prophecy that you gave. Not only last Thursday did you speak on it again, but you gave it to me months ago when I first moved into my home. You said, Lili, God is going to give you new furniture. I see it. You got new furniture coming. And then last Thursday, you said it again, and I didn't doubt it. I just didn't know how he was going to do it. And that Friday, I got into a huge argument about money over my mother, with my mother and my sister. I was just sitting there, and I was just like, Lord, I just can't do this anymore. Something's got to give. But the Holy Spirit just said, just check your account. At first, I wasn't going to do it because I was like, ain't no money going to come in there. I can't see how any money's going to come in there. I checked my account, and there was this huge financial payment made into my account. And the first thing that popped into my mind was your prophecy. I was like, I could get my furniture. I got my furniture. Got delivered on my furniture. And
No, your furniture is in your house.
Well, it's not in my house. It'll be delivered next Tuesday. All my furniture will be delivered next Tuesday. So
my God, ooh, hey, Lord have mercy. I wish the saints would listen and hear, praise the Lamb of God, this testimony today. My God, it's y'all. Go ahead, Lili. I'm sorry. Praise God. I got excited.
I have this prayer book, and in this prayer book, I had asked God for a specific amount of money, but in that money, it wasn't necessarily for me. It was what I can do with that money as far as sowing into other ministries and other people. And that Friday when I woke up, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, the Lord has something much greater for you than this, but you need to do what you have to do it's about seeing what I can do with the least amount that I have, with the little bit I have. Once I do what I said, once I keep good on my promise with the little, he'll give me much greater.
Hallelujah.
And it was just, and my mother and my sister is just shocked because this is not the first time this happened to me. This has happened to me many a times to where I just got unexpected financial blessings. And my sister was like, I just don't understand. I've never seen someone who just had financial blessings just dropped on them. And I said, I just, because I'm satisfied with what I have, I just thank the Lord. I do desire more, but if all
yes.
but I am comfortable and complete, and I'm just grateful for what I have. You know, I
My
started
God.
In November. I mean, in last summer, I ended up homeless, basically, having to move in with my
right.
sister.
Right.
When
don't think we don't, girl, don't think we don't remember that. I thought
when,
you was going to lose your mind. I was praying for you night and day. I was like, Lord. You was inboxing. You was dropping off the page. You was doing it. You didn't know whether to be in God or leave him alone. I was like, oh, God. And I was finally saying, Lily, get back on that page.
Yes, yes. And I and living in that situation, it wasn't a great situation. And I was praying, and I was like, Lord, I know you have something greater for me, but my desire is a house. My desire is a home. And just for my start of yard, my daughter can play in, something that's going to be all mine. And you gave that prophecy then that you said, Lily, the Lord's going to give you a house. He's going to give you what you, everything you desire. And it's going to be yours. It's going to have your name on a deed. It's going to have your name on a lease. It's not going to be you living with anybody, you going in with anybody. It's going to be yours.
And this was done without money. This was done without her having the money in her hand to do it, people of God. This
Correct.
Is what you got to understand. All of this was done supernaturally. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Oh, I had not,
all of this.
I had not a dime to my name. I mean, I was just drier than a dry well, going through a drought. Not a dime to my name. And
did people know you was living? You was living with somebody, or to move out of the place you was in? And you moved in, I think, with your sister for a while, and then
yes.
something happened there, praise the Lamb, and then the next thing you know, God opened the door and said, here, praise him,
yes.
this faith part is over.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. This test is over. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then the red truck shows up. You testified about
yes.
that last week. Praise the Lamb. I told you, a red truck, I see a red truck pulling up to mow your lawn. Praise the Lamb. You testified about the red truck last week. Now, praise the Lamb of God. Uh-huh. See, God does this when there's a whole lot of doubt in the air. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what God does. He finds somebody to say, I'm going to use you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Praise the Lamb. See, faith going through the roof right now. Praise the Lamb of God. People jumping up off their couch and everything. Yes, Lord, I believe you, God. Yeah. This is an authentic, 100% people prophetic miracle. Praise the Lamb of God as it relates to God's provision. Some of you have been with the show, praise the Lamb of God, long enough to know that we didn't make this up and manufacture this. Hallelujah. This was God. And I didn't put the money in our account. I want y'all to know that, too. I ain't gave her no money, don't know her account number, don't know her address, praise the Lamb of God. But I promise you this, hallelujah, Lily has already paid her pledge, praise the Lamb of God, into the soil of Prophet Shakespeare Ministries. And she already, praise the Lamb of God, is booking her hotel and getting her flight ready to come, praise the Lamb of God, to the gathering. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, people of God, if we would just come to a place, hallelujah. Lily, you just, girl, Lily, I'm sorry, I cut you off. Finish, girl. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay, Prophet.
Here.
I'm actually getting ready to go into therapy, and that's another thing. With the diagnosis of cancer that I received, and with the hospitalization last year, everybody's just asking me, how do you stay so calm? How are you? Girl, I'd have just gave up by now. I just have faith in God. I know that his work in me is not done, that I'm not over. My life is not
yes,
over.
Yes, Lord.
It's
yes,
not over
Lord.
Until he says it's over.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, listen, I'm trusting God for this portion. Father in heaven, I give you praise, hallelujah, for her testimony concerning, praise the Lamb of God, these blessings. Hallelujah. At the word of your prophet. I pray now, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God. That the healing virtue that I released this morning. Yes, thank you, Father. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I command thee to be made whole. In Jesus' mighty name. Let your fire be upon her, Father. Healing her. Hallelujah. Totally, oh God. I've seen you heal cancer on people that deserve to go into the grave. Hallelujah. And I've touched them and they've fallen out of your anointing and your power years ago and they yet live, Father. I ask for mercy now for Lily. That she can finish raising her daughter and that she can live out the calling on her life that you have promised. Bless her now, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we give you praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Girl, you be blessed and go in Jesus. I'm waiting on the next testimony. I'm waiting on your next testimony.
You and me both, Prophet. I'm like, I just sit back and like, what's God going to do next? Because I know it's like every time I have something, every time it looks like I'm in darkness or something horrible is happening, he's always coming on the back end with a blessing, whether it's through peace of mind, financial, healing. God is always coming through. And it may not happen right then when I want it, but my faith allows me to believe it and continue to walk in it, and it manifests. And it manifests when he wants it to because, yeah, like you said, people are looking at me like, what? Okay, I knew you. You used to be the girl in the club dancing, doing God knows what. That was you. What happened? Who is this person now? You were the one who was always broke, borrowing money, couldn't get nothing. Who is this person now?
Child, Jeff, you used to be the one in the club.
Yes,
dancing
I used
to. Can on.
Yes. The one getting out wilding out, getting into fights, cussing like a sailor, getting drunk, having just a hot mess. Just and then
Lord,
in just 3 years, the Lord has completely changed my life. Now they're like, wait
you
a
mean,
minute.
You mean this
Lord
was just
Jesus
3 years ago, Lee? Just three
yes,
years
sir.
Ago, Lee?
3 years ago.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. For the transformation, the transforming power of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lady, I thought she was an old saint.
No,
I know you just shot somebody. My. I know you just shot somebody today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You didn't blow somebody. Boy. Hallelujah. Just 3 years.
3 years.
Hallelujah.
Three years.
Look at what God is doing. Look at an amazing God. Woo-wee. My God. This is so encouraging. Thank you for sharing. Lily, thank you so much. I really appreciate your transparency today. Praise the Lamb of God that you're able to share this and talk about it. Praise God. Because there's some saints, praise God, way older than you. That's not where you at in that faith journey yet. Praise the Lamb of God. They still sucking on milk, and you're experiencing some T-bone steak experiences in God.
Oh, glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, my
God.
What
glory,
a God
Prophet. I have to go into therapy now, but I just want to thank you once again for being a continued blessing because I've only been a member of PSMI for about 16 months now, and it has completely been a blessing. I don't know where I would be without PSMI, so I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for
God,
vision.
Oh, my God, don't say that. You're going to make me cry. Don't say that. Oh, my goodness.
Just
Lord, please, I'm welling up. Give me a fan. Let me fan my eyes. Oh. I'm fanning my eyes, people of God.
So continue to do what you're doing, and I just want to say, everyone, just be encouraged, and be encouraged in the Lord, and listen to this man of God, because he is one of the true ones, one of the true, honest ones with great integrity, and that's why I don't mind whenever I can to sow into PMSI. I don't feel any bad feelings or like, man, this is on my last dollar. If the Lord is leading me, that last dollar will go to PSMI, because it's just been a blessing.
Bless your soul. Bless you today. Bless you. I bless you. I speak blessings upon you. Multiply. Be blessed, girl. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful, wonderful testimony today. Oh, my goodness gracious. That Lily lit me up, people of God, I tell you. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What can you do when it comes like that? Praise the Lamb of God. What can you do when somebody drop it on you like that? That God is doing so much in their lives as a result of the spoken prophetic word. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl be on here with us a lot. You all know that. Praise the Lamb. And I want you to know that that man, praise the Lamb of God, is speaking the word of God also. Praise the Lamb of God. Joshman B's on there a lot with us, prophesying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God is using many. Praise the Lamb of God. Maginice was on here prophesying one time and was saying things that I knew, praise the Lamb of God, was the oracle of God. Praise God. What she was saying, the Lord told me. She's speaking my word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't think I don't know when somebody is on here jiving. Praise the Lamb of God. I know when the true word comes forth. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yeah, I have that much discernment. Think not, I don't. Praise the Lamb of God. Some people will tell you just because he don't say nothing don't mean he don't know. I just don't say some things. Praise God. I'm seasoned that way. I have been in this long enough, praise the Lamb of God, to know when to hold up, fold up, walk away, and run. Praise the Lamb of God. I know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank God for that type of wisdom and that type of discipline in my life and in my spiritual journey. Excuse me. I declare my voice now. Praise the Lord. Boy, oh boy, even with overcast, it is so pretty out this window looking at the bay. All that beautiful water and little boats are sailing across the water. Oh, my goodness. What am I looking at outside this window? It has the swimming pools and things of that nature. What is this over here? Let me see. Somebody may know what I'm looking at now. Crab house. They say crab. Is that Joe's? No, it's another kind of thing. Some kind of crab house over there in the park over there. I'm looking at that look like something else. There are big rocks and stones. And Mickey Mouse is right there. Picture, big old thing, statue of the little mouse present. Do y'all believe all this happened over a little mouse? That this little big Mickey is something else, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mickey started something. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hallelujah. I was going to tell you all something. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Today, let me tell you this. Each of us are experiencing God in a unique and different way. Some of our situations may favor, but there's none that's alike. Praise the Lamb. And if we come to the place, hallelujah, we come to the place of recognizing what God is doing in our lives, praise God, hallelujah, because the workings that even with Lily, she just got off, praise the Lamb of God, is going to work out for a ministry in her life, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Some of the experiences that you're having, praise the Lamb of God, so that God can use your testimony, God can use the circumstance and your situations in the future. Praise the Lamb. That's one of the things I remember as the Holy Ghost brings us back to my remembrance. When my daughter, Maginice, was going through some things, praise the Lamb of God, I was had to tell her. I had to say, Maginice, praise the Lamb. God told me to tell you that you must endure this. My friend in Chicago, our pastor in the Great Open Door Church, Richard Nelson, I'll never forget, preached a sermon one Sunday. Praise God, and I was sitting there listening to him. entitled Some Things We Must Endure. Praise the Lamb of God. There are some things that we must endure, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Do you are going to be weak as wheat. You're not going to be able to stand the storms of life unless God toughens you. Praise the Lamb of God. Thickens your skin and causes you to be able, praise the Lamb of God, to endure the hardships of life. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. You will be as weak as wheat when you get 50, 60 years old. You'll be an alcoholic or something of that nature, and you'll be sitting up shaking and trembling, scared of a shadow that's come through your house by the manipulation of light. You will be just as weak as water, unstable in all your ways. God causes us to have a solid faith, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, a solid stance. Yes, people of God, hallelujah. And some of you, I don't believe I'm going through this because God is, you cannot believe, you not believing it ain't changing your circumstances, praise the Lamb of God. You just want to believe what I'm telling you because we have experienced this, people of God. I'm not ashamed. I'm about to turn 56 years old and proud of every year of life that I live. Mwah! Thank you, Jesus. I give him a big kiss for every year that I live. But I know this, praise the Lamb of God, down through these short years that I've lived, and trust me, they're short. Hallelujah. These short years that I live, I have seen God do many, many things in my life. Hallelujah, toward the shaping and the fashioning of my ministry, praise the Lamb of God, as well as the personal build-up, hallelujah, so that I can stand in the midst, hallelujah, of the furnace, so that I can go in the lion's den, so that I don't feel what other people feel, praise the Lamb. Boy, let me tell you some of the most powerful scriptures, boy, in the Bible, the scriptures that says stuff like, we don't grieve like the world. Nobody really pays attention to that. But I dare you to get into it deep. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't grieve in sorrow like the world. What does that mean? Praise the Lamb of God. Paul is saying something through his experience and through his development that allowed him to be able through the inspiration of the Spirit, depend that for us, praise the Lamb of God. That is some stuff, praise the Lamb of God, that we don't even supposed to be experiencing in our spirit that causes us to get depressed, to have our head down, praise the Lamb of God. I'll tell you what's wrong with a lot of us, and I said this before, God has spoiled us. Yes, he has, praise the Lamb of God. God has lavished us with so much. He has given us so much in the past. Praise the Lamb. Now that things start thinning, we can't take it. Praise the Lamb of God. We're like little spoiled brat children. I say it all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want it this way. We want it now. We want it when we want it. And we don't want no worry about it or no this, that, and another. Praise God. God has to allow us to know. Hallelujah. At some point, first of all, it's me that's doing all these things in your life for you. Hallelujah. No matter how smart you are, no matter your education, no matter the degrees you have framed, it's me that's doing all this stuff for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I was talking to a client last night, and we're sitting there, praise the Lamb of God, and he was telling me about the position, praise the Lamb, that God has so well blessed him on his job, praise the Lamb, and how on his job, praise the Lamb of Clyde Jr., he was saying he went in, praise the Lamb of God, as a normal employee in the plant. Watch this now. He goes in, a normal employee in the plant, and he goes in and he gets the job to work on the line and everything, and at lunch breaks, he decided he would fast. his lunch breaks and give that to God. He stopped praying during lunch. He stopped reading his Bible. All the other guys are around him doing what they do in the plant. Y'all know how the plants are. Praise God. Next thing you know, praise the Lamb of God, he's the lead. He's the lead on the land that he's on. He's constantly praying, fasting on lunch. Next thing you know, he is the head lead on the lines. He is the leader of the leaders on the line. Next thing you know, he's still praying and everything, blah, 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 blah. The Lord is speaking to him and giving him directions, even on the job and stuff. He testified this last night at the reception. He says, "And let me tell you what happened, prophet. Now the president of the company calls me off the line and takes me to lunch and made him sit down and eat lunch. Now when other people comes in, I don't even know where he worked. He just somehow, I didn't even ask him. He said, Jesse Jackson came. They called him, come have lunch with us. I want you to go to lunch with us, me and Jesse Jackson, Reverend Jesse Jackson, this, that, and that. And others he was calling their name. I'm just giving you an example, make a long story short. Praise the Lamb of God. So the young guys called him and said, I know you can do this for me. I know you can get my days off I need. I know you can do this. If you put a word in, I know they'll listen to you, blah, 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 blah. And watch what comes out of this, people of God. Hallelujah. He looks at me, he said, and you know they're right. But he said, I told them, watch this now. He said, I told them just the other day when I was at work, he said, I told them, you all are blind. You're not seeing what I did when I came in here. You're wondering why all of this is coming upon me like this, but you all didn't look and see what I was doing. You didn't see me praying. You didn't hear me praying sitting over there. You didn't see me reading the Bible. You didn't see I was applying what I was reading to my job. He said, the first scripture I read when I went in the plant was, work as unto the Lord. That's what he said. Praise the Lamb of God. And promotion came out of it. Because he did what the word of God said do. Watch this, people of God. So he said, but I can't get them to see. And I told him, they can't see. They'll never be able to see it unless they're born again. I said, so your first job is to witness to them and bring them into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He sat there on the couch and started crying. He said, you right, prophet. I said, that's what Jesus told Nicodemus. How can I show you spiritual things? You can't even see the natural things I'm telling you. You must be born again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just saying this to share with you all, praise the Lamb of God, that our experiences have to turn into witness. Our testimonies turn into witness. And God is giving you testimony and you don't even know it. Praise the Lamb of God. He's giving you testimonies. He's giving you witnessing equipment. Praise the Lamb of God. He's giving you tidbits and captions in your life to call forth that you say, God did this for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then you're able to explain the process, hallelujah, of salvation, how you got the way you are. And then others' eyes are open. Souls are being saved. People are being delivered because of your testimony, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. We as prophetic people, if there's one thing that I wish more than anything is that we can hear God outside of a church building, that you can hear him when you're sitting in a restaurant and the waitress walk up and the waitress is not saved, and you can see, praise the Lamb of God, again, when I started talking about the God moment, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Where are we going? Since we have this wonderful outpouring, hallelujah, of the precious Holy Ghost, afresh. We just celebrated Pentecost. Where are we going now, saints of God? Church, where are we really going? Praise the Lamb of God with all of this. If God is going to revive us, if he's going to revive us and revive this nation, what must we do? How must we position ourselves? Or is business going back to normal again? Praise the Lamb of God. And many of us, that we're just going to sit up and say, you know what? I know, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord has done this for me, and the Lord has done this for me, and I'm thanking and praising God, praise the Lamb of God, and it ends right there. It ends right. It doesn't go any deeper. It doesn't reach anybody else. It doesn't help anybody else. We, as prophetic people, cannot allow this to happen. We must come to a place in God of understanding, praise the Lamb of God, that God has given us something very, very precious, hallelujah, to utilize in witnessing and bringing people into a greater knowledge of him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Praise the Lamb of God. God has given us too much in our experiences for us to just think that we're just having an experience and it's all about us. Praise the Lamb of God. It's not, people of God. It's all about the God that you're serving. And we have to come in there. I'm going to read some scripture to you. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to hear this. Hear this. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Listen. Come and let us, this Hosea 6 chapter, I've been reading Hosea. Come and let us return unto the Lord. Watch what this says. For he is torn, and he will heal us. He is smitten, and he will bind us up. Do y'all hear this? Come and let us return unto the Lord. Why? Because the Lord has torn us. The Lord has torn us. Yet, look what he says. He will heal us. The same one that inflicted the wound is the physician that will heal us. He has smitten us. Yet, the same one will bind us up. Let us return unto the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, this is a loaded verse, chapter 6, verse 1. Praise the Lamb of God. Chapter 6, verse 1 of the prophet Hosea. Hallelujah. This is so loaded. It's so full that it can expand all the way to the White House. If America could just understand this, the Lord is torn, but yet the Lord will heal. The Lord is smitten, but yet he will bind us up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Our eyes need to be open to this. Look what it says. After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Now, when we talk about prophetic days, praise the Lamb of God, you ask any prophetess with any knowledge of prophetic time, and they'll tell you we're living in the third day. Hallelujah. Did you just hear what I read to you? After 2 days, he will revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. In the third day, he shall raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Praise the Lamb of God. After 2 days, he shall revive us. Praise the Lamb of God. So it's revival time now so that we can live in the sight of the Lord. See, a lot of y'all can't see this. I understand, praise the Lamb of God. When you've been on bubble gum and junk food, praise the Lamb of God, for so long, when you get a prophetic dish, it's hard to, you know, chew and digest, praise the Lamb of God. But those of you can, I'm sure you can hear what I'm trying to tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. Look what the third verse says. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Okay, wait a minute. Then we shall receive, can I transliterate? Then shall we receive revelation, knowledge. We shall know. Only if we follow on to know the Lord. Because as you know the Lord, revelation comes. Praise the Lamb of God. The first form of knowledge is the reverence and the fear of the Lord, the knowing of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, it's right there in your Bible. I didn't write it. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us. Here we go. As the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Now watch this now. It says, and he shall come to us as the rain. That's the way the Lord shall come to us. As the former and the latter rain. Now it's now we know he's talking about his spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. We know that the Lord is talking about coming to us. Praise the Lamb of God. Powerfully. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh, this is so, this. Oh, Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? Oh, Judah, what shall I do unto thee? He talked to the people of God, for your goodness is as a morning cloud and as the early dew, it goes away. He said, that's how your goodness lasts. Your goodness is as light and flighty as a cloud. Praise the Lamb of God. It's like the dew. Hallelujah. It appears for a little while and then it vanishes away. Hallelujah. So all the rest of the time, there's evil. Praise. And I'm trying to help somebody here to see the light of day here. Praise the Lamb of God. The dew, praise the Lamb of God, dissipates when the sun shines. Praise the Lamb of God. The dew dissipates. You can come out in the morning. If you do on your car, you ain't got to remove it or nothing. All you got to do is the sunshine to come out, the dew lifts. The dew evaporates. The dew dries up. That's the way our goodness is. Our goodness, praise the Lamb of God, does not remain in us. Come on, somebody. Goodness does not remain in us. Praise the Lamb of God. It's flighty. It comes in spurts. Praise the Lamb of God. Look what it says. We're going to read some more. Therefore, have I hewed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. And thy judgments are as light that goeth forth. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, that's self-explanatory. Hallelujah. Therefore, have I hewed them by the prophets. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I've allowed the prophets to speak. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying. And I've slain them by the words of my mouth. Everything that's going on, tornadoes, catastrophic events, all of this stuff that's going on, I have slain them by the words of my mouth. And by judgment it are as the light that goeth forth. Look what he says. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, he's really harping. I want you to remember this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The mercy of God and the knowledge of God are more important than ritualistic sacrifices. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The mercy of God and the knowledge of God, the revelation of God, is great, of great importance to God when it comes down to his people than all of the stuff that we try to do to look like and act like God. Hallelujah. Or act like we got God. Praise the Lamb of God. Running up in the church, acting like we got God, but we have no goodness in us. We have no mercy in us. We have no compassion. Praise the Lamb of God. And then when we leave, we don't do things by the knowledge and the revelation of God. Hallelujah. We go out and do the opposite of what we have heard through the prophetic voice. We go out and do the opposite. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't do what God has asked us to do. We go out and do the opposite. We go out and just live the life that we want to live. Then we come back to the church on Sunday and say, okay, let's try this again. Maybe we'll get it right this time. Hallelujah. These things have to stop. But they, like men, have transgressed the covenant that that they dealt treacherously against me. This is the Lord. Gilead is a city of them that work iniquity and is polluted with blood, and that has troops of robbers wait for a man, so the company of priests murder in the way by consent, for they commit lawlessness. I have seen an horrible thing in the house of Israel. There is whoredom of Ephraim. Israel is defiled. Also, O Judah, he has set an harvest for thee when I return the captivity of my people. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, that's just 11 verses. Are y'all listening to what I'm saying? Praise the Lamb of God. That God is in a place, hallelujah, of ready to outpour and to bring the rain and to give us all that we need. He's ready to visit us. Praise the Lamb of God. But he's not playing the game with us. This is not a game with God. That all of the sacrifice and ritualistic things that we do to try to do God is not working. God is looking for people, hallelujah, who have mercy in their bosom because of the mercy of God that they experience, and who walk in the knowledge of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's one thing to say you save, and then it's another thing for you to walk in the knowledge of your salvation. Praise the Lamb of God. It's one thing to say you believe, and it's another thing to walk in the belief of what you believe in. Hallelujah. Now, I'm telling you this because there's many people who are saved that they believe in Jesus Christ. As many people tell you that. I believe Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in Jesus. But they don't practice believing in Jesus. They don't practice what that's about. And because they don't practice what that is about, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God looks at them and says, no. Now, see, what you want, what you're asking for, they ain't coming to pass. Praise the Lamb of God. Because you're playing games with me and yourself. You're playing games with me, and you're playing games with yourself. Hallelujah. Because belief is an action word. Belief, praise the Lamb of God, is that I have accepted as truth. And because of this truth, I live by the codes of it. Hallelujah. Which is the knowledge of God, the knowledge of his salvation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Can't be saved and unsaved all at the same time. Praise the Lamb. I'm saved, but I act unsaved every day of the week. Everything I do, I don't even think about what the word says or how I should act or carry myself or how I should treat somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. I have people right now that I'm counseling, praise the Lamb, and that's waiting on my counsel even when I get back, hallelujah, that speak ill against their father, cussed him out. He's an old man now. They didn't cuss out their daddy. Their mother's passed. They didn't cuss out their daddy, all of this kind of stuff, that over a little something that he has said and this, that, and another. But these are supposed to be Christian people, believers. Praise the Lamb of God. You mean to me, you love God so much. Praise the Lamb of God. But you can't love the man that birthed you, raised you, fed you, clothed you. Hallelujah. Picked you up from school, took you to school. You can't love this man. You can't love him enough to respect that he's grown in age, that he has gotten old. And whatever way he's set in, and you can't accept that this is your father, something is wrong with your mind. Something is wrong with your heart. Something is wrong with your spirit. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. These things must change. Hallelujah. We as believers cannot be going around talking about we love Jesus, run up in the church, praise the Lamb of God, dancing to Mary, and and all of this, and waiting on this concert, and waiting on this to come, and like this, and blah, 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 and then you cuss out your mother and your father. Something is wrong with this. Something is wrong with this, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You have no discipline. Then you have no Holy Ghost. Praise the Lamb, because the fruit of the Spirit is the whole, okay? What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, long-suffering. I'm just dealing with the ones that we need to put into practice. Temperance, which is self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit, praise the Lamb of God. That will stop you from cussing your mother out and your father. Hallelujah, from having temper tantrums that you think that you are able to have because you say you've grown. So now you can have these against your parents and people of this. There's something damnably wrong with this. Hallelujah. And we must come into a better order, praise the Lamb of God. We must come into a greater level of knowledge of God and put that knowledge into practice. Praise the Lamb. You just can't wear a bracelet or a chain that say, what would Jesus do? Praise the Lamb of God. You need to wear the one that say, I'm doing what Jesus did. Praise the Lamb. Put it into practice. Wearing it is nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what Jesus did, if his Spirit is in you and you allow his Spirit to live through you and out of you, it's an absolute automatic. You don't need a bracelet or a chain. Praise the Lamb of God. If your flesh is dying daily, hallelujah, and your spirit man is living, then you will do the things that Jesus did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, truth just hit you in the face right there. Praise the Lamb. You would do what Jesus did. Praise the Lamb of God and what he desires you to do. And these are basic things. Love, honoring your parents, getting along with your brothers and sisters. I've never seen in my life so many brothers and sisters at war with each other. You can go down the street, praise the Lamb of God, go to work, go everywhere and get along with everybody on the planet but your brother and your sister. And you don't even want to work it out. You don't want to work, but you believe in God. You act like they're one of the street people. You don't want to work it out. You're too proud to say, I'm sorry. You're too proud to reconcile. You're too proud to bring it together. Praise the Lamb of God. Something's wrong with that. Now, if your brother and sister is unsaved, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then, of course, you're supposed to be praying for their salvation. Hallelujah. But then you got to understand, since you are the believer with the glory on your life, if they are unsaved, they probably are operating out of satanic spirit that's irritated by you. Because of the glory of God that's on your life. You have to understand that, believer. Praise the Lamb of God. Then when you get to work and all these other places of public activity that we get into, praise the Lamb, the knowledge of God must go before us. Hallelujah. On how we to govern and act and carry ourselves so that we can be a blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. So that we can be the blessing. Hallelujah. So that God can get the praise out of us and out of our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. So that God can get glory. Then, people of God, hallelujah, will you be able to lift your hands and praise God in a greater way because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, you will know without a shadow of a doubt that God is using you and that he has given you, praise the Lamb of God, the type of demeanor that's necessary. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God, the type of demeanor that's necessary in order to win souls for Christ. Because let me tell you something, people of God, the church is a very disciplined environment for the most part. Now, some of us, praise the Lamb of God, some of our churches are like zoos, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, praise the Lamb. It's like going to the zoo. There's all kinds of things going on. Praise the Lamb. But for the most part, church as a discipline is a disciplined environment. You don't do any and everything that you want to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And so people normally carry themselves, praise the Lord, when they're in the church environment, they carry themselves in a much better way than they would if they was in a relaxed mode, praise the Lord, hallelujah. But let me tell you something. When you leave the church, you meet all types of people with all types of spirits, and you must be able to deal with all of them, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, because of the Christ that's in you, because of the love of God. That if God created all of them, and God loves all of them, and God loves you, and God loves me, and his spirit is in me, pray, and I'm disciplined by his word, and the knowledge of him is with me and goes before me, then why do I have a problem dealing with people? Why is people such an irritation to me? Why I can't get along with people? Why I don't want to be bothered with nobody? Why do I have an off spirit that I think is right? We must come to understand, praise the Lamb of God, that the power and the anointing and the glory that God is releasing upon us now is going to have acceptance in it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's the only way that you can help anybody is by accepting them where they are. Hallelujah. And sometimes, brothers and sisters, you're going to have to do what Jesus did. He condescended. He came down, praise the Lamb of God, that he might bring us up. He came down that he might bring us up, praise the Lamb of God. He made an adjustment to deal with his disciples. He made an adjustment so that he might help people. We have a caller. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Area code. Let me see if it's going to come in. Pop, go the weasel. Area code 716. Your mic is hot.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Prophet. How are you?
I'm blessed. Who's calling?
This is Yolanda. I lost my voice after Sunday school. I was teaching Sunday school, and then I lost my voice after that. But I just wanted to call and just give you a high five on the way you're expounding on the word today, because we do have to take a seat of humility to draw people to the cross of Calvary, because many people think that we got it all together and we're still on that road also being pruned and shaped. And so I just wanted to give you a high five and tell you keep on.
Well, I thank you for that, Yolanda. You know, you're really, really right. There is a lot of people, and when I say people, I'm talking about sinners.
Yeah.
Sinners that think that we have it together, and so before they can come where we are, they must have it all together. And that psychology has to change within the church environment. We have
Amen.
To bring a different presentation to the
Amen.
Unsaved, because they think they have to have it all together. They really do.
Yeah.
They think.
Yeah.
In order to join church and attend church, that I have to have it all together. And that's a phallus.
And you know,
that
we
is a phallus.
Too, we as Christians, as in the body, think we have it all together also. And so
we don't.
And we project a persona to them saying, we don't want to join this body of Christ. But I really love how you are explaining it to us, and it's been a blessing to me to hear you for this hour, for a little over an hour. So I just wanted to tell you that.
You're bless you.
For the body.
Well, I'm trying my best to be a blessing, praise the Lamb of God. Some people don't like this kind of teaching. They just want all of the excitement and, you know, and the jumping around, praise the Lamb of God. But this is what grows and develops us into being better servants
yes.
of the Lord. Right, you know, we can walk around pious and holier than thou and do all of that, but we know up under that is a weak, crying person. We know up
Amen.
Under that is a hurting, praise the Lamb of God, individual who got issues with their mother, who got issues with their brothers and sisters while they're trying to reconcile everybody else. And God said that's not going to work. Praise the Lamb of God. We must have a love. We must have a love, praise the Lamb of God, at home, because that's where love begins, according to God. I believe in my heart that's why God gives us family. That's why he brings us into the family unit, births us into a family unit so that we can understand love. The forgiveness of a brother and sister, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, help us to be able to forgive others, to be able to forgive your mother when she's wrong, because moms be wrong, dads be wrong, and a lot of them are not like me that they admit it. But I will admit when I'm wrong to my children, praise the Lord. I will tell them, Daddy was wrong. I was wrong, and I'm sorry for that. And I don't try to slap a Band-Aid on it by doing something good for them. Let me buy you a popsicle to say I'm sorry. No, I want you to understand what forgiveness is. I ask for forgiveness. Can you please forgive me for this? I didn't mean to hurt your feelings or any, you know, whatever it was, praise the Lamb of God, that transpired. And I think when the believer becomes this way and enter into a place of understanding that we are more like Jesus when we become vulnerable in love. When our love becomes vulnerable, when our love becomes so vulnerable that, praise the Lamb of God, we know somebody is against us, but we're forgiving them all while they're against us. See, that takes God love right there. That takes that God kind of love to do that. While we were yet sinners, you know, Christ died for us and commended his love to us. While we were yet in our sins, if we took on the same mindset to forgive one another the way Christ forgave us, people of God, let me tell you something. We wouldn't have a church that had room for people.
Amen. Amen.
We wouldn't have a church that had room for people. The problem is Jesus declared this, I believe in the 24th chapter of Matthew, 24th, 25, somewhere in there. He says that love will wax cold in the land. And it has waxed cold in the church. It has waxed cold in our bosom, and it don't supposed to be cold there. If love has waxed cold in the world, then look like the church would turn up the thermostat or the furnace on the love that we have of God to win the world with it. All we got to do is love them. Mm-hmm. Ain't no love out here in the world. All we have to do is love each other. That is a magnet without you preaching. Love is. Where people feel love, they don't mind gathering.
They don't.
Just because they feel love there. Oh, I feel so much love here.
And when people feel love, it breaks down the walls. It breaks down the walls of separation and division. It breaks down the walls of the haves and the have-nots, because we come on the same playing field. You know, you don't look at your brother having more than you or less than you when you operate in that love.
Yes, Jesus. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm telling you. I'm glad you called in. You triggered something in me when it comes down, because the perception of a believer, I'm talking about a true believer now, I'm talking about a saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost believer, their perception of me, their perception of me is not as important as a sinner's perception of me.
Amen. Amen.
I hope you all get that. Praise the Lamb of God. I used to tell my children all the time, if you mess up with true Christians, don't mess up with sinners. If you mess up with sinners, right, you're going to push them so deep into the world that they'll never come to Christ.
Yes.
But if you mess up with a true saint has to go away and process the God nature in them to come to a place to understand forgiveness, reconciliation, and the whole nine yards. But if when you mess up with a sinner, they don't process that way. They do not process that way.
They don't.
Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God.
Well,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Be blessed this week.
All right. You be blessed, Yolanda. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Oh, my
Bye-bye.
God. What a wonderful call. What a wonderful call. Praise God, people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, people of God, it's not really a hard thing once the love of God really is in your heart and you really can look up to the heavens and understand what God has done for you and what he has delivered you from and the level of forgiveness that he has bestowed upon you, the level of mercy he has bestowed upon you. When you really, really see it and you possess that love, love given, praise the Lamb of God, love received, love should be able to be given out again. Praise the Lamb of God. At the level that we received it, love should be able to be given out again. And we should be able to forgive over and over and over again. We should be able, hallelujah, to love unlovely people. We should be able to embrace those, praise the Lamb of God, that have issues, and we know they have issues. And we'll say, oh, they got issues. And then we'll walk away and leave them just like they are. But somebody has to work through the issues. Somebody has to deal with the issues, praise the Lamb of God, that some people have instead of just giving up on them. Somebody, hallelujah, had to deal with your issues, whether it was God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, your mother, your father, somebody. You were not issue free. Hello, somebody. I want to meet somebody who is issue free. I want to meet that person who never had issues, never had an issue. You are the person that we've been looking for a long time because you are perfect. Praise the Lord. We've been looking for you a long time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because the rest of us, we have had issues, and some of us still do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some of us still do, and some of us don't mind still admitting that we do have issues. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But that we are who we are by the grace of God. Hallelujah. We are who we are. And we thank and praise God for who he has made us. Praise the Lamb of God for what he is making us, because we know the making that he is making us is greater, praise the Lamb of God, than the person that we are right now. We know that there's a greater us on the inside of us, praise the Lamb of God, that God is going to perfect that. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to perfect the work that he's starting in us. He's going to perfect that concerns us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He is going to perfect that, which, praise the Lamb of God, concerns us. But he perfects stuff through us with each other, praise the Lamb of God. He perfects it through one another interacting with one another, praise the Lamb of God. Some things he chooses to perfect through other people. If you're going to be standoffish, you're never going to get perfected. You're never going to engage. You're never going to get perfected. Praise the Lamb of God. You must come to a place of understanding. Yes, we all have hurt, and some are still hurting. But those who have hurt can help the hurting. Those who are hurting cannot do anything but hurt others. I said something. Hurting people hurt people. Hurting people hurt people. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So if we can help one another, excuse me. Of course, the air conditioner is running. Boy, but it feels good. If we can help one another, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in this day and time, in this season, to get beyond that barrier that hinders us from being people of God, I'm hopping on it today, an effective witness for Jesus Christ. To see, and I want all of you to get this in your vocabulary, the God moment, praise the Lamb of God. The moment when God wants to speak, the moment when God wants us to move into action, the moment when God wants us to pray, the moment, that God moment, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that can take place anywhere, at any time, with anybody. All God needs is some availability. God needs some people, praise the Lamb of God, who are willing, hallelujah, to surrender themselves to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am, praise the Lamb of God, use me in your service. But people of God, let me tell you something. The outpouring that I just received, hallelujah, I don't want to sit up and just feel the what you call it, praise the Lamb of God, the vibrations of it over and over again. I want to spill it out, praise the Lamb of God. I want to give it out. New meaning, I give myself away, praise the Lamb of God. I want to give the anointing away, praise the Lamb of God. I want to share it. I want people to receive it. I want people to have it, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want them to understand it. And I want people to walk in their true deliverance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Lily really, really said something earlier. She said 3 years ago she was dancing in clubs. 3 years ago she was cussing everybody out. 3 years ago she had no relationship with Jesus Christ. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I wonder, do you remember, hallelujah, the time when you didn't have Christ? How ugly you really were. I wonder, do you remember, praise the Lamb of God, before you prayed your first prayer to really bring you into relationship with him? I wonder, do you remember before, hallelujah, you prayed the true prayer of repentance and gave Christ your heart? I wonder, do you remember when you were filled with the Holy Ghost? I wonder, do you remember? Because if you remember that time and those days, hallelujah, the darkness that what you was in, then you will look at somebody else and your heart will become merciful. Hallelujah. Because of the darkness that they're in. And you would desire them to be in the light. I love you today. Praise the Lamb of God. We're out of time. Don't forget, people of God, we're gearing up. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. For November 6th, 7th, and 8th, we got a conference call coming up. I want you to be a part of that call. If you'll receive the email, praise the Lamb of God. If you want to volunteer, to say, Prophet, not only am I coming to the conference, I want to work, inbox me. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't mind volunteering my hands to help, to assist, to make the ministry and the event what it needs to be. I want to be used of God. Then inbox us, praise the Lamb of God, and let us know. We have to go. We're out of time. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all. Hallelujah. I'll be heading home tomorrow. Hopefully, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we will be able to do the show. I don't even know what time my flight is leaving, but we'll be able to do the show on tomorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you. I love you. I love you. I bless you. I'm excited about your future, knowing that God is changing all of us for the better. He's making all of us brand spot new. Love you now. Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been
perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice 'cause